You're with Cape Talk.
The Panorama Papers, that is the latest massive data dump involving the financial affairs of significant individuals and institutions across the country. A leak of almost 12 million documents that reveals hidden wealth, tax avoidance, and in some cases, money laundering by some of the world's rich and powerful. And there have been quite a few stories that have appeared on the BBC, in The Guardian, on Amabungani and other news sites. Donors to the Tory party, the King of Jordan, the leading family of Azerbaijan, the Prime Minister of the Czech Republic, how the family of Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta secretly owned a network of offshore companies for decades. The only Southern African name that I've seen reported on so far is the Zimbabwean businessman, Billy Rotenbach. We're joined now by Will Fitzgibbon, who is a senior reporter with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, which is a loose cooperative body involving investigative journalists from across the world who have been going through these documents and are now starting to report on what they found there. Will, a very good afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, or afternoon rather. Good to be here.
How would you summarize the importance of these documents? Because every story I've read so far says much of what these people are have obviously been doing is not illegal.
Well, I think we should start there by acknowledging that nothing or not much of what we've reported so far has been proven to be illegal. Journalists and indeed members of the public are generally not prosecutors. They're not tax inspectors. And if there's one thing that 6 or 7 years reporting on secret financial deals tells me, it's often that what people say was totally legal ultimately ends up being investigated by the tax authorities, by SARS, by criminal prosecutors. So I think given that we're not even 24 hours into the Pandora Papers, we should take a deep breath and ask and just wait a little bit. But beyond that, really why the Pandora Papers is important is that we're not just talking about your neighbor down the street. We're talking about hundreds of politicians and heads of state, people who literally have the choice to decide what laws get passed and how transparent and equal our societies will be. And these are the same people who for decades have been hiding assets in tax havens.
So there's an enormous degree of hypocrisy. The politicians, the autocratic rulers say there is one rule for you. You have to pay your taxes and we'll come after you with a big stick if you don't. And then legally or illegally, they shift money around to benefit themselves.
That's very much what the Pandora Papers show, how politicians, but also billionaires, powerful individuals who aren't politicians and even celebrities, take advantage of a system, really, that is designed for them and not designed for you and me. Let's not forget, it costs money to pay for a lawyer or an attorney to help you set up a company in Panama. You know, the fact that Uhuru Kenyatta and his family had a foundation in Panama is not something that average Joe and Jane decide they want to do at 9 a.m. on a Monday morning. So the Pandora Papers really do illuminate the two separate financial systems in which we live. One for the masses and one for the political and powerful elite.
According to the BBC's reporting on this, the body to which you belong, the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, estimate that somewhere between $5.6 trillion and $32 trillion of money is hidden offshore. I mean, whether it, even if it's the lower estimate of $5.6 trillion, it is still a staggering amount of money. And the IMF has said, again, according to the BBC, that the use of tax havens costs governments worldwide up to $6 billion in lost taxes annually. These are significant sums which, if due tax were paid on them, could make significant developmental differences in the countries out of which the money has been spirited to the offshore havens.
That's exactly right. And I think that's one big reason why ICIJ and the hundreds of journalists who worked on this project did so for more than a year in many cases, because there's no doubt in anyone's mind that these issues are of supreme public and international importance. If you want your roads to be better, if you want your schools or hospitals to be better, then that money generally has to come from the public purse. And the offshore system, according to experts, is one of the primary reasons why the public purse in so many countries is drained. South Africa, Egypt, Nigeria, big African economies are among the largest victims of these so-called offshore or illicit financial flows in the world.
Are there any potentially significant moves afoot, or people with significant clout who are starting to argue more vehemently, perhaps starting to be listened to a little more eagerly about changing this system? I know that we've got a lot of countries that have said we need company rates, tax rates, to be the same across the globe, so that companies don't domicile themselves in Ireland because they're getting a more favorable company tax rate than if they were in their home country of the United States of America, for example. But even that, which is far less significant than taking the offshore system out of the system, people are objecting to that. What are the chances of action being taken?
Well, look, I think no one expects that criminals, politicians, and other powerful people are going to stop hiding money overnight. That's just not going to happen. I think we do, however, need, in order to wake up tomorrow morning, take comfort in the small changes that have happened. Even over the past 5 years, there's a lot more transparency than previously. Companies and company owners being required to disclose their identity to government registries in many countries, including in tax havens. Now, is that perfect? Not at all. Far from it. Many experts will tell you, but changes are afoot. And I think the Pandora Papers is such a huge revelation on this same topic that I think it will be very difficult for many governments to resist. Even today, within a few hours of the investigations going live, we've seen a president in the South American country of Paraguay update his declaration of interests to include an offshore company that we've now reported on. So my experience in journalism tells me never to entirely despair, even when change is slow-paced.
I've had several listeners asking me, Will, about the South African figures, whether they are politicians or business people or celebrities who are part of this. And I haven't had access to the papers, but the only Southern African person who's been reported on so far is Billy Rotenbach, which can I therefore deduce from that is the most significant Southern African use of offshore tax havens that have been found in the papers?
We're at the beginning of the Pandora Papers investigation, so while there have been a handful of names that have come out so far, there will be more over the weeks and months to come as we work with more South African journalists. You know, these documents, remember, are not terribly easy to understand. These are not documents where someone writes, "Dear Sir, Madam, please help me steal $10 million. These are documents that often don't even list a powerful person. They will list a boyfriend, a driver, an aunt, an uncle twice removed. So understandably, it can take a long time to piece those bits of the puzzle together to identify all the key players, and we're going to keep working on that for as long as we can.
Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Will Fitzgibbon, a senior reporter with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, also the Africa and Middle East Partnership Coordinator for the ICIJ.